Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will celebrate Mendelssohn's birthday. I'll tell you about him after we hear his most famous lied, On Wings of Song. This will be in German, so go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for the translations and also to take your guess at this week's quiz. Who was Fanny Mendelssohn?
Thank you. Herzliebchen, trag ich dich fort, fort nach den Fluren des Ganges, dort weiß ich den schönsten Ort. Dort liegt ein rotblühender Garten im Stillen.
Two versions of Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song, first with Barbara Bonney and Jeffrey Parsons, and then Peter Schreier and Carl Engel. Between the leader, we heard a bit of the Andante from Mendelssohn's Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor, performed by the Clavier Trio Amsterdam. You probably already know the story of Felix the child prodigy brought up in comfort, elegance, and culture. For the purposes of singing in other sins, you also need to understand that Mendelssohn didn't write a huge number of memorable lieder. But we're celebrating his birthday, his dates February 3rd, 1809 to 1847. And that gives us a great excuse to sample his best lieder. You also know that Mendelssohn was famous for his scherzo writing that also occurs in some of his songs. Let's hear New Love, in which we're in a fantasy world with elves and horses with golden antlers. And as often with the poet Heine, the last words are strange. Does this all mean new love or death?
Ich jüngst die Elfen reiten. Ihre Hörner hört ich klingen, ihre Glöcklein hört ich läuten. Läuten! Ihre Hörner hört ich klingen, ihre Glöcklein hört ich läuten. Ihre Glöcklein hört ich läuten. Rüstlein trugen, goldes Hirschgeweih und flogen rasch dahin. Wie wilde Schwäne kam es durch die Luft gezogen. Rasch! hätten vorüberreit.
Im Walde sah ich jüngst die Elfen reiten. Ihre Hörner hört ich klingen, ihre Glöcken hört ich läuten, läuten. Ihre Hörner hört ich klingen, ihre Glöcken hört ich läuten, ihre Glöcklein hört ich läuten. Ihre weißen Rösslein trugen goldenes Hirschgeweih und flogen rasch dahin. Wie wilde Schwäne kam es durch die Luft gezogen, rasch. Wie wilde Schwäne kam es durch die Luft gezogen, rasch. Wie wilde Schwäne kam es durch die Luft gezogen. Lass lächelnd nickte mir die Königin, lächelnd ihm vorüberreiten, ihm vorüberreiten. Galt das meiner neuen soll es Tod bedeuten?
We heard Mendelssohn's famous scherzo writing in the lead Neue Liebe, New Love. The soprano was Margaret Price with Graham Johnson. A scherzo interlude from the D minor piano trio followed, and we concluded the set with Wolfgang Holzmair and Anna Wagner in a repeat of the New Love song. Of the leader composers born in the 19th century, Mendelssohn was the oldest and most conservative, but he could achieve beauty and simplicity, such as the following song, Gruß, which has become a kind of semi-folk song in Germany. Though again to poetry of Heine, there's no surprise ending. Gruß just means greeting, and it's a song about sending a greeting to the beloved. Don't forget to follow the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins, where you can also take part in this week's quiz, Who Was Fanny Mendelssohn? It's no wonder that that song is almost a folk song in Germany. Mendelssohn could write good tunes. The lead was Gruß, or greeting, first sung by Sophie Denneman with Eugene Asti, and then Wolfgang Holzmeier and Anna Wagner. Among Mendelssohn's lighter songs, there's the Pages song in which the young man serenades with his mandolin. The translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins, which is also where you can enter your guest to tonight's quiz, Who Was Fanny Mendelssohn?
Thank you.
wünschte er und dir uns beiden heimlich eine schöne Nacht. Heimlich eine schöne Nacht. Wenn die Sonne lieblich schiene, wie im Welle stand lau und blau,
wonderfully melodic first movement from Mendelssohn's D minor piano trio was surrounded by his Pagenlied, or Page's Song. Just now the singer was Barbara Bonney with Jeffrey Parsons. The first singer was Natalie Stutzmann with Dalton Baldwin. Mendelssohn wrote a great lullaby which we'll hear Kathleen Battle sing.
Neue doch wieder erschienen.
bleibe nur fein geduldig. Bleibe nur fein geduldig.
Even the most restless child would be charmed to sleep by either of these Mendelssohn lullaby performances. First with Kathleen Battle and James Levine, and just now Wolfgang Holzmair and Anna Wagner. Though his piano accompaniments aren't as inventive as Schubert or Schumann, Mendelssohn could be counted on to write good tunes, which we'll hear in Allnächtlichen Träume, Nightly in Dreams.
Allnächtlich im Traume seh dich und seh dich freundlich grüßen und laut auf meinen stürz ich mich.
Allnächtlich im Traume seh ich dich und seh dich froh.
freundlich grüßen und laut auf Feinen stürz ich mich zu deinen süßen Füßen, zu deinen süßen Füßen. An wie mütiglich und schüttest das blonde Köpfchen, aus deinen Augen schleichen sich die Perlentränentröpfchen, die Perlentränentröpfchen. Ein leises Wort und gibst mir den Strauß von Zypressen. Ich wache auf und der Strauß ist fort. Und das Wort hab ich
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Mendelssohn Birthday Edition. The instrumental interlude was the Clavier Trio Amsterdam performing a bit of the first movement of Mendelssohn's C minor trio. We opened this set with Olof Mer and Jeffrey Parsons in Annächtlichen Traume, Nightly in Dreams. After the instrumental interlude, you heard Peter Schreier with Carl Engel in the same song. If you recognize the poetry, good for you. It's because it was used in the Lieder of Franz Schumann, his Dichterliebe, and by Fanny Mendelssohn, that last name being tonight's quiz question. You notice that I play the songs twice. First, most of them aren't well known, and it gives us a chance to enjoy them better. But the second reason is to hear different interpretations. That applies especially to the next pair of singers who choose radically different tempos for Mendelssohn's Altdeutsches Frühlingslied, the old German spring song.
Schrieb alles fast in Lügen.
seit ich von dir, o Liebste, musste
different versions of Mendelssohn's Altdeutsches Frühlingslied, the old German song of spring. First, it was a live performance with Thomas Hampson and Wolfram Rieger. Then the tenor Josef Protschka with Helmut Deutsch, a much faster interpretation. Which one seemed better able to capture the essence of the guy in springtime, who suffers because his girl has left him? Next, we'll have Lotte Lehmann herself introduce a Mendelssohn song from a 1941 radio broadcast, which will be followed by an instrumental interlude before the song is repeated by Hermann Prey, who actually received some coaching from Lotte Lehmann.
Mendelssohn's well-known Venetian gondola song. The sound of a lute under a darkened window, the secrecy of the Venetian lagoon, abduction, the stolen joy of passionate love, moonlight upon the old palaces, and the call of the gondolier. They are all in this enchanting serenade, the Venetian gondola song.
Durch die Piazzetta die Abendluft weht, dann weißt du, Ninetta, wer wartet hier steht. Du weißt, wer trotz Schleier und Maske dich kennt. Du weißt, wie die Sehnsucht im Herzen mir brennt. Yeah. trag ich zur selbigen Zeit und zitter dir so.
Selbigen Zeit und zittert ihr Sorge.
das Boot ist bereit, das Boot ist bereit. O komm jetzt, wo Luden noch Wolken umziehen, o komm jetzt, o komm jetzt, lass durch die Lagunen, Geliebte, uns fliehen.
The beautiful instrumental part of this Mendelssohn sandwich we just heard was provided by Claude Stark, cello with Christoph Eschenbach piano from the D major cello sonata. We began with Lotte Lehmann and Paul Ulanowski in the Venetian Gondola Song and ended with Hermann Pry with Leonard Hawkinson in the same lead. I think the Venetian Gondola Song has a strange, somber beauty. What Mendelssohn evening could be complete without something from his Midsummer Night's Dream? The Scherzo from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jamie Laredo. Now for the answer to this week's quiz, who was Fanny Mendelssohn? It was the sister of Felix, and Fanny was in her own right a fine composer, not getting any encouragement because it wasn't the proper thing for a woman of her time. This has been the Mendelssohn birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. Remember that all the information for the Art Song Contest is available at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.